Let me say this. First of all, the time, it's 2:20 now. Can I stop? Is this a stop thing? Yeah. Okay. I can stop here for a second and hip you all to a little trip and explain something to you that perhaps you haven't had the time to take the time to assimilate. Especially apropos in this case, perhaps, because the Bee Gees are undoubtedly the hottest group in the country right now. The Saturday Night Fever movie, all the albums, all the singles, and the new kid, right? Andy Gibb, Barry Gibb, whatever his name is. I'm not, as I said before, all of your, of course, I've said most of this before. I don't know why I tend to repeat myself. But I do, so it's like a wart on your nose. You learn to live with these things. I repeat myself. The group is certainly one of the hottest groups in the country right now. For what reason? I'm afraid that I can't give you a rational explanation, but I find, in my considered opinion, that what we have here is a case of too much ado about nothing. Staying alive. Staying alive with a lot of falsetto. Now, we know, because after all, this is the Age of Aquarius times another trip, we all realize that life is nothing more than what was I talking about? Aha! The fact that life is nothing more than a brief electrical transition of your positive and minus forces. Nothing more, nothing less. That is why I am content being nothing more than just a record player for you, baby. Plunk your magic twanger, Froggy. 1, 2, 3. Four, five, six, seven. All good children go to heaven.
This is the beat of Saturday Night Fever. And 10 cues you in.
I thought the guy was gonna say on your side.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. Playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we
my tax reduction ends midnight, the 28th, this Tuesday.
Tom?
Whatever's left in our stock, we've got to pay a cash inventory tax. No way.
Hey.
We'd rather blow it out
bare
naked walls.
You know, blow it off for a second, John, because, John or Tim? Yeah, I'm afraid it wasn't his turn. Another faux pas. Golly. And I started tonight with so many big hopes. I was hoping it would just be a really nice, pleasant thing, and we'd get a lot of positive calls on what I did, because this is my audition, you understand? And if they like it, then you know, I'll be able to make a few dollars, and if they don't like it, then I'll have to go back to Honolulu, lay under palm trees, eat papayas, read all day long, love my baby underneath the light of the full moon, suck coconuts all day long, have a scratch my back, make me coffee in the morning, tell me I'm sounding good when I'm not, and just lying to me from right to left. Too bad. What was I talking about? I get carried away. But there is no excuse for it, so I won't try to make one now. And,